And now, the bus to Buena Vista.
Is this the bus to Buena Vista?
This is it, ma'am. Welcome aboard.
Why, thank you. Oh, my, isn't it a beautiful day? How much is the fare?
No charge, ma'am. It's all included. This is a charter bus.
Oh, how nice.
Just take a seat, please.
Thank you. There. I brought along my knitting. I'm making a sweater for my daughter, or rather for her baby. She's expecting any time now. I saw her at Mercy Hospital today.
That's nice.
Does it bother you if I talk?
Oh, not at all. I know this route like the back of my hand.
How long does it take to get to Buena Vista?
Oh, just a few hours.
You know, I've heard about it ever since I was a child. Is it lovely there?
Very.
But then why am I the only one on the bus?
There will be others. You're the first, that's all. See, there's someone waiting up ahead on the corner.
Good. I'll have someone to talk to. Oh, I mean, I won't have to bother you.
That's okay.
What in the world is he carrying? Why, it looks like my big silver punch bowl.
Is this the bus to Buena Vista?
This is it, sir. Welcome aboard.
Wow, I thought I missed
it. I'm right on schedule. Just be seated, sir. The fare's been taken care of.
Oh, thanks.
You're welcome.
Oh, excuse me, sir.
You talking to me? Listen, don't call me sir. The name's Paul. Paul Mason.
Well, I don't mean to be nosy, Mr. Mason, but...
Paul. Say, is this seat taken? Okay if I sit with you?
Why, certainly.
I mean, there's only two of us here. We might as well wrap a little. We're going to the same place, right? Buena Vista?
Right. I was just wondering where you got that beautiful silver bowl.
Bowl? This is no bowl, lady. It's a cup. I won this beauty today in a race.
Oh, well, congratulations.
Hey, thanks. Isn't it something? Yes, sir. Boy, there wasn't a car on that track that could get close to me. When they waved that checkered flag at the finish line, the crowd went ape. Hey, bet you think I'm nuts taking it to Buena Vista, right?
Oh, not at all.
Well, this baby doesn't leave my sight. I promised myself after this race, win or lose, I was taking some time off.
And you deserve it. Racing those cars must be pretty exhausting.
Oh, you said it, lady.
Now, look. You can't go on calling me lady if I'm going to call you Paul. My name is Constance Fowler.
Oh, great. I'll call you Connie.
Please do.
Say, what's that you're knitting?
Oh, just a little sweater for my first grandchild.
Oh, that's nice. How old is he, or she?
It's not been born yet. My daughter's in Mercy Hospital right now. I went to see her today.
Oh, you must be pretty excited.
Oh, I certainly am.
Hey, we're going to stop. Oh, there's someone waiting up ahead.
Oh, it looks like an old man.
Gee, I hope Buena Vista isn't just for old folks. I mean, I'm not one to just sit around watching old people rock and knit. Hey, I didn't mean you, Connie. I just gotta have a little action, that's all.
Oh, I understand.
Is this the bus to Buena Vista?
That it is. Welcome aboard.
Paul, why don't you help that poor old man up the steps? He doesn't look too steady on his feet.
Oh, sure thing. Hey, can I give you a hand there, Dad? These steps are a little tricky.
Thank you, young man.
Here, take my hand. There we go. One more step. Ah, that's it. No, don't bother about the fare. It's part of the trip. Now, come on and sit with us, will you? I'm Paul Mason, and this here lady is Connie Fowler. Here, take this seat right across the aisle.
Thank you.
There you go.
I'm Mr. Witherspoon.
Oh, nice to meet you.
How do you do, Mr. Witherspoon?
I've waited such a long time. I wasn't sure this was my bus. The old eyes aren't what they used to be.
What is?
Beautiful view.
What's that?
That's what Buena Vista means. Beautiful view.
Oh, is that a fact?
Oh, it's going to be just heavenly. I know it. Is this your first trip to Buena Vista, Mr. Witherspoon?
Yes. Suddenly, I just had to go away. I can't explain it.
Well, don't try. Everyone should go away sometime. Well, that's what we're doing.
Is it very far?
We'll be there before you know it.
That's good. I don't like trips much.
Why is that?
Well, my wife went on a trip once, and she didn't come back.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, that's all right. It was many years ago.
Well, we'll see that you have company all the time, won't we, Paul?
Oh, sure. Oh,
you're very kind, both of you.
Well, look, another passenger.
Hey, you're right. And just my type.
What do you mean?
A girl! Well, it's about time.
Mr. Witherspoon, I think we've seen the last of Paul Mason.
Connie, would you do me a favor? Hey, Would you mind sitting across the aisle with Mr. Witherspoon?
I understand, Paul. No, no, I don't mind at all. Here, move my knitting back.
Oh, gee, thanks, Gummy.
Is this the bus to Buena Vista?
Sure is, miss. Welcome aboard.
Well, I've got a little problem. I was waiting there on the bench and I saw the bus coming. And I reached for my handbag and it wasn't gone.
Miss, the fare is paid.
Well, you don't have to worry. My boyfriend, Jerry, is getting on at the next stop. He has money.
No problem, miss. Have a seat.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Hey, honey, I've got a seat right here for you.
What?
Sit here.
Oh, no, thanks. I'll just sit over by the window. Jerry, well, that's my boyfriend. He'll be getting on soon.
Ah, come on. No strings attached. Join the group. When Jerry gets on, you can move.
Please join us.
Yes, please do.
Well, I guess it'll be okay. But just till we pick up Jerry.
Oh, sure thing.
Thank you.
What's your name?
Sandy. Sandy Butler.
I'm Paul Mason. This lady is Connie Fowler, and the gentleman by the window is Mr. Witherspoon.
How do you do? Nice to meet you.
There, see? Now we're all old friends.
What's that thing?
Thing, she calls it. Child, this thing is an auto racing cup. I won it today.
Oh, really?
Have you been to Buena Vista before, Sandy?
No, I haven't. What's it like?
I don't know. It's my first time.
Yeah, mine too.
Mr. Witherspoon?
Don't take many trips.
Well, then, it'll be a new experience for all of us.
Hey, Sandy, look up ahead. Is that your boyfriend, Jerry, waving us down?
Where? Yes, that's Jerry. Oh, I didn't tell you all. We're loping.
Just my luck.
He's the greatest guy. You'll like him. Driver, slow down. There's Jerry.
He doesn't seem to notice.
Driver, you got a fare. Slow down.
He's not going to stop.
We went right past him. Driver, that was my boyfriend. Didn't you see him waving? Stop the bus. Please stop the bus. Oh, excuse me. Let me get up there. Driver, why didn't you stop? I told you Jerry would be getting on.
Miss, there are only four passengers on my manifest. See for yourself.
No, there's some mistake. We're loping. You've got to go back and get him.
I'm afraid that's impossible.
Mrs. Fowler, what am I going to do? The driver won't go back and I'm all alone. I have no money.
Yes, please, calm down, Sandy. As soon as we arrive at Buena Vista, we'll call Jerry and tell him what happened.
Yes, I guess I have no choice. Oh, Daddy's going to be furious.
Why, dear?
He can't stand Jerry. He threatened to shoot him if he ever caught him around the house again. But I'll have to call him.
Now, if it's about money, don't worry. I have plenty. Harrison and I, well, that's my husband, love to do things for people less fortunate than ourselves.
Gee, Mrs. Fowler, thanks. I'll pay you back.
Hey, just a minute. Connie, are you Mrs. Harrison Fowler? Mrs. Harrison Fowler III?
Yes.
Sandy, don't worry about the money. Her husband is the big auto parts tycoon. There are Fowler parts on my racing car. This lady's loaded.
You're making me feel guilty.
Oh, heck no. Well, I'll be darned. Hey, Mr. Witherspoon, you hear that? We're going to Buena Vista with Mrs. Harrison Fowler III.
So what? I'm Henry Witherspoon I.
And you're a multimillionaire, right?
No, I'm just an old man wondering where we're going.
What do you mean?
Look out the window. It looks like we've changed direction.
What? Well, I'll be... We have changed direction. Driver! Are you sure you're on the right route?
Oh, yes, sir. I make this trip every day.
Paul, you just turned around. That's all.
No way. We are going in the wrong direction. I know it.
Do you think it'll take much longer?
I don't know. It's been hours.
Yes, but to where?
Paul, I'm sure there's nothing to worry about. The driver must know where he's going.
Yeah, maybe. Anyway, at this speed, I'm not going to argue with him.
Relax. Look at Mr. Witherspoon. He's not worried. He fell asleep.
Look out the window.
Oh, my God.
Well, what is it?
Nothing. Nothing. No traffic, no lights, no trees, no buildings. Just darkness. Driver!
No cause for alarm, folks. We've arrived.
What?
Thank God.
You see, Paul, you're a worrywart. You'd better wake up Mr. Witherspoon.
Huh? Oh, yeah. Hey, Dad. Hey, Mr. Witherspoon, wake up, will you? We're here.
Yes, I fell asleep. I had the strangest dream. I dreamed we never did get to Buena Vista. Instead...
Everyone out, please.
Okay. Sandy, Connie, you go ahead. I'll help Mr. Witherspoon. Come on, Dad. I'll give you a hand.
Oh, thank you.
Here we go. Just hold on to my arm, will you? That's it. Okay, now watch the steps. There we are. All right, just follow the ladies.
Paul?
Paul, look at this place.
What do you mean?
Is this Buena Vista?
It looks like some kind of waiting room.
There's no one here. Just bare walls and rows of benches.
Yeah. Where's that driver? Driver? He's not here.
But he has to be. He was on the bus when we got off.
I don't like this place.
Driver?
Yes.
Oh.
May I help you? I'm sorry. I didn't mean to frighten you.
No, we just didn't... We didn't see it, that's all.
Driver, what is this place?
Can't be Buena Vista.
Why did we stop here?
Oh, I thought I told you. This is the main gate, as far as I go. There'll be a shuttle bus along in a moment to take you the rest of the way.
Oh,
I don't like this place.
Now, why don't you all have a seat, and I'll check on the shuttle bus. If you'll excuse me a moment.
Well, you might as well sit down and be comfortable. Here, Mr. Witherspoon, let me help you.
Thank you.
Oh, here's a newspaper. Anyone want to read?
No, thanks. I want to get out of here.
Sandy, relax. Here. Here's a part of the paper.
Well, all right. Oh, great. The society section.
Oh, here, Paul. The front page.
Thanks.
Well, looks like I'm stuck with the sports. Oh, Mr. Witherspoon, here's one for you.
Oh, thank you. This is the first section I read at home. The vital statistics. I always look to see if my name is in the obituary column.
Well, Sandy, what is it?
Look. Whose picture is on the front of the society page?
Well, who is it?
Mrs. Fowler.
What?
Hey, how about that? Hey, Connie, look. Sandy, she's unimpressed.
What does it say?
Mrs. Harrison Fowler III, prominent local socialite, was killed today in an automobile accident near Mercy Hospital.
Wait, let me see that. Wait, it's obviously someone's kind of joke. Do I look dead to you, Paul? Paul? What is it?
Look at the front page, will you?
What is it?
It's about Sandy.
Me?
Yeah, listen to this. Sandy Butler, 18, was fatally shot by her father early today when she and her fiancé, Gerald Crowley, attempted to leave the family home on William Street. Butler, a mill worker, said he only meant to frighten the pair, whom he believed were alone.
No, stop! True. What's going on? What kind of newspaper is that? Where's Jerry? I want Jerry!
Listen.
Oh, now what?
In the sports section. After receiving the checkered flag as winner of the 500 handicap at Palace Raceways today, driver Paul Mason lost control of his car and crashed into a concrete abutment. He was killed instantly. One puzzling aspect of this featured race is the disappearance of the winner's cup, which was to have been awarded Mason.
But I'm not dead.
Oh, what kind of race is this?
There's something funny going on around here.
Mr. Witherspoon, what are you laughing at?
I just found my name in the obituary column.
Oh, where's that bus driver?
There's something else in the vital statistics. A 6-pound, 2-ounce daughter was born today to Mrs. Richard Wheeler at Mercy Hospital. Mrs. Wheeler is the daughter.
Oh, driver!
Here he comes. Talk to him.
Sorry to have kept you folks waiting. The shuttle bus is here. If you'll follow me, please.
No, we won't follow you. Hey, what's going on around here? What is this place? Where are we?
Why, at the entrance to Buena Vista. This way, please.
Not
no,
to get
we
color
are not
we are.
Going any further.
I'm afraid you have no choice in the matter.
He's right, you know. The truth is, we're dead. All of us. Just like the paper says.
Oh, that's impossible.
It doesn't happen like this.
I saw it very clearly in my dream. Like it or not, we're at the entrance of Buena Vista, the great beyond. Look at the name of your newspaper, Mrs. Fowler.
Omega.
Omega?
It's Greek. It means the end. Driver.
Yes?
What day is this?
Sunday, I believe.
No, I mean the date.
May 15th.
Look, this newspaper is dated May 16th. That's tomorrow.
Why, you're right.
Then none of these things have happened yet. Isn't that right?
Yes, I think so.
There's been a mistake, hasn't there? Somebody goofed. We're not supposed to be here, right?
That is correct.
Then you can't keep us here.
You've got to take us back. Take us back.
People, please. My course is only too clear. Everyone back on the bus, please.
Let's go, Captain.
Too soon for me.
Mr. Mason, would you assist Mr. Witherspoon, please?
Oh, sure, of course. Come on, Dad. We're going back.
Don't understand how this could have happened. We've never made a round trip before. Ladies and gentlemen, there is something I must tell you. When you leave the bus back where I picked you up, you will not remember anything of this journey. Mr. Mason, you will find yourself back at Palace Raceways. Mrs. Fowler, you will set off again for Mercy Hospital to see your daughter. Miss Butler, your friend Jerry is waiting for you at home. All will be as it was before.
Oh, my granddaughter, my first granddaughter.
Mr. Witherspoon?
Driver, I'm tired. Tired and old. If you don't mind, I'll just stay on the bus.
You have that option, sir. Actually, they've only gained a day, you know. Each will be at his appointed stop, same time tomorrow. Welcome aboard again, Mr. Witherspoon. You'll love Buena Vista.
You have heard The Bus to Buena Vista, written and directed by Tony Aries for Crisis. In just a minute, I'll be back with a preview of next week's program and the names of tonight's players. In The Bus to Buena Vista, Constance Fowler was portrayed by Pat French. The bus driver was Loy Norix. John Amendola played Paul Mason. Mr. Witherspoon was Phil Harper, and Sandy Butler was Shirley Aries. This is your producer, Jim French, inviting you to join us next week at the same time for Crisis.